Mr. Suak, social studies class. This is the part two of State Power Got a Reservation. Eight for the state. Choose four of the following state powers and create a fun story that involves all eight powers in some way. Tell your story by drawing a four-frame cartoon. State and or local governments have the power to make laws about driver's license, sales tax, state parks, landlord or tenant responsibilities, building or construction, marriage, business licenses, adoption, professional licenses for doctors, lawyers, cosmetologists, dentists, sale of houses, birth certificates, schools and education, emissions, crimes and punishment, littering, traffic laws, emergency services, and animals. Story checklist. My story has characters. My story has a beginning, middle, and a resolution. Another reader can find at least four state powers in my story. Next page has the four frames. Then the next one, state power got a reservation, a state or local. Some laws are intended to apply to everyone in an entire state, while other laws make more sense apply to a smaller local area. Can you tell which is which? Read each law below and decide whether it sounds like a state law or a local ordinance law, rule, or policy. Number one, no one living in the area may breed livestock of any kind. Is that local or state? Number two, is it unlawful to turn water service on or off without approval, local or state? Number three, every child between 6 and 16 must attend school or be homeschooled, local or state. Number four, temporary structures such as circus tents may not be put up without approval, local or state. Number five, a person between ages 16 and 18 must have a parent's permission in order to get married, local or state. Number six, it is against the law to change or destroy any sidewalks without first receiving approval, local or state. Number seven, at any time between sunset and sunrise, vehicles on the road must have their headlights on, local or state. Number eight, all sidewalks, buildings, fences, signs, and other surfaces must be kept free of graffiti, local or state. Number nine, elementary schools begin at 8:30 a.m., and the middle and high schools begin at 7:30 a.m., local or state. And number 10, it is unlawful to take, injure, or harass any bird upon its nest except in agriculture, local or state. Part B, local officials. Local officials are responsible for carrying out local laws, but who does what? Match these local officials with their services that they are responsible for. Write the letter of the official on the box he or she is standing for. So we have A, prosecutor, B, election supervisor, C, recorder or clerk, D, engineer, E, sheriff/chief of police, F, school superintendent, G, mayor or city manager, H, assessor, I, council member or supervisor, and J, medical examiner. So number one, I keep people safe by enforcing laws. Number two, I investigate unnatural deaths and perform autopsies. Number three, I estimate the value of property so it can be taxed. Number four, I lead the city government. Number five, I manage public buildings and structures. Number six, I keep track of property deeds, marriage certificates, and other records. Number seven, I'm in charge of local public school education system. Number eight, I make decisions that affect the entire city or county. Number nine, I make sure criminals are prosecuted for their crimes. And number 10, I make sure the polling places and ballots work properly when it's time to vote.